Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
the editor-in-chief reporter of the Zimbabwe Independent newspaper were today arrested and charged over a report suggesting army commander loyal to President Robert Mugabe held secret meetings with MDCT leader to secure their positions ahead of this year's crucial polls.
Our company legal counsel, Ngobile Ndlovu, accompanied the two individuals I have mentioned to Harare Central Police Station Law and Order Section, and they were told they were under arrest.
The constitutional bill is tabled today in Parliament amid divisions within ZANU-PF and the two MDC formations over when lawmakers can start debating the motion as election fever grips the nation.
Consensus amongst members of the committee was that the introduction will be done today, as I have done, and that the second reading will be tomorrow. The year after, the debate will follow.
And political parties in the country shoot down suggestions by the International Crisis Group calling on Harare to extend the life of the unity government to allow the implementation of critical reforms before fresh elections are called.
Harare police today arrested two Zimbabwe independent journalists on allegations of publishing falsehoods following publication of a story by the newspaper on alleged private talks between the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and the country's security service chiefs ahead of elections expected sometime this year. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Rafael Kumalo, chief executive officer of Alpha Media Holdings, publishers of the Zimbabwe independent newspaper, said the publication's editor, Dumisani Muleya, and senior reporter Owen Gagare were arrested today after handing themselves to the police. Kumalo said detectives visited the newspaper's offices yesterday and summoned the two journalists to report to the station today.
Following that that instruction from the police, our company legal counsel, Ngobile Ndlovu, accompanied the two individuals I have mentioned to the police. That's Harare Central Police Station Law and Order Section. And they were told they were under arrest, including the company representative. That would be prejudicial to the state.
Police spokesman Charity Charamba said the two were charged with publishing falsehoods in violation of the Criminal Law Codification Reforms Act. It is still unclear when the two will appear in court, but according to the online edition of the privately owned weekly, the two have been charged with criminal defamation following the publication of the story in its edition of 26 April 2013. Chairperson of the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, Brian Mangwende, condemned the arrest of the two journalists, saying their detention was an attack on press freedom.
Despite approval of a democratic constitution through a referendum on March 16 this year, we still have all the apparatus of a police state. That is why we want to see progress as soon as possible regarding media reform, so journalists cannot be arrested at will.
The Zimbabwe Independent newspaper claimed in a story published 2 weeks ago that MDCT Defense Secretary Giles Musekwa met Army General Constantine Chiwenga, Major Generals Martin Chedondo and Douglas Nyikayaramba to find ways of averting a coup and allay fears that the securocrats would be removed from office in the event that Mr. Tsvangirai wins the pending presidential ballot. Ironically, Mutsekwa, who is also the National Housing Minister, is quoted in the independent story, confirming he was spearheading the alleged secret talks with the service chiefs. Chiwenga is dismissing the paper's claims as outright lies, while Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri announced recently that the police will swoop on journalists who write stories about security forces and the service chiefs. Several securocrats, such as Chiwenga and Chihuri, have openly declared their support for President Mugabe, while Chedondo and Nyikayaramba are vowing not to salute Mr. Tsvangirai if he wins the vote because he has no Liberation War credentials. Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa says there is nothing wrong with securocrats dabbling in national politics.
The army people were liberated, and you cannot deny them the voice to keep this country on course so that there is justification for those who died and who lie in unmarked graves. So it's a voice, and they are merely pointing out that if you decide to return this country to colonialists, it's unacceptable.
The MDCT is calling for key democratic reforms such as media and security sector realignment ahead of the elections, and has since approached the Southern African Development Community in its capacity as the guarantor of the Global Political Agreement of Power Sharing to push Mr. Mugabe to implement the much-needed reforms. But Chinamasa and Defense Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa have declared there will not be any reforms in the security sector. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.